Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, with temperatures remaining comfortably warm. It's a perfect day to be outside and soak up the sunshine. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing slightly cooler breezes. As night falls, expect a mild and pleasant evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Hamas and the Board of Peace clash over a disarmament agreement, reaching an impasse in negotiations earlier this hour. Also, from Mariv, Project Freedom, Trump's dramatic operation to rescue ships in the Strait of Hormuz was announced just a short time ago, described as a humanitarian gesture. Also this hour, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, aimed at easing tensions, earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Iran has presented the U.S. with a three-step plan to transition from ceasefire to ending the war, from earlier today. And finally, The Forward reports that a British Green Party candidate faced backlash after tweeting from an account parodying Anne Frank, calling for the killing of Zionists, in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that the U.S. mission announced by President Trump to assist ships out of the Persian Gulf will not include direct escorts by Navy warships. Instead, it will involve providing navigation instructions. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted earlier today criticizing a public figure's history of dishonesty, citing previous instances of spreading Kremlin propaganda. Middle East underscore 24, a regional news account, reported earlier today that a microbus crash in Cairo's El Mar district injured 4 people, prompting panic and ongoing investigations into the cause. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the impasse between Hamas and the Board of Peace, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hamas demands full implementation of Phase 1 of a disarmament agreement before giving up weapons. This deadlock raises concerns over regional stability and future peace efforts. Turning to Trump's Project Freedom, Mariv highlights this operation to rescue stranded ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump presents it as a humanitarian move, but the strategic implications could affect U.S.-Iran relations. This initiative underscores the complexity of maritime security in the region. Meanwhile, the 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, reported by Axios, is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. It aims to reduce hostilities but faces scrutiny amid regional tensions. This ceasefire holds potential for broader diplomatic engagement. In a related development, Iran has outlined a three-step plan to move from ceasefire to ending the war, according to I-24 News. This development suggests Iran's willingness to engage diplomatically, offering a possible path toward long-term peace. Finally, the controversy involving a British Green Party candidate, as reported by The Forward, underscores the ongoing issue of anti-Semitism in political discourse. This incident highlights the need for accountability and respect in public debates. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli firms are rapidly developing defenses against FPV drones, a new threat reshaping modern warfare. Separately, CTech reveals that crypto unicorn MoonPay has acquired Israeli security startup Sodot for $10 million. This acquisition will enhance MoonPay's institutional services with advanced encryption technology. And finally, Globes reports that gasoline prices are set to rise again Thursday night in Israel. This increase follows the climbing oil prices on world markets, impacting local consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.